Welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. I am Hunter Logan, of course. This episode, we're going to talk about how the live morning show started. This podcast, the second episode, won't be available on all the podcast places. It's only going to be available on our website. You can download it and listen to it there. The only reason it's not going to be available everywhere else like it has been is we're not going to have the funding to do so. This last year, I was able to do that on my own to pay for that service, and we're not going to be able to pay for it, unfortunately, especially with the COVID-19 thing here in Louisiana. But not just that, we got to watch out for the funding too. So if we can get a sponsor for this, that would be great. I'd like to have a sponsor for the podcast. So maybe somebody listening out there might want to sponsor the podcast. You can get with me, hunter@hleradio.com, of course, or 337-214-8966 if you want to call. I'd love to have a sponsor. But either way, I'm going to continue these, and they will be available on our website. So let's go ahead and get into this thing. So at this point in time, now that I'm on my own working here at the radio station, it's just me. I have the whole back room. And then, of course, there's the lady who has the real estate office who is in the front. Remember, there was three people in here. Now there's only two. So the recording studio is basically shut down now because it's not doing anything. So we're kind of doing computer repair. Or we're not kind of doing computer repair. We are doing the computer repair. And since we have the server and everything now and the broken computer is fixed, all we need is some live software or some software to go live. So at the time, there was another guy in the church who had needed some office space who was doing like code for websites and stuff like that. So I said, hey, tell you what, if you will build a website for us for the HLE radio, I will give you one of the desks up front. You can use it to work out of for your clients. So it was kind of a trade-off thing, and it worked really well. So he started to build the website, right? Then there was another guy at the church at the time. And this is the church that I'm no longer in now. And he was going to school for graphics, how to do graphics. So he was just kind of hanging out in between classes. So he'd come by and hang out and work on some graphics. So together, those two, the guy would make graphics, and the other guy would write code, and they did basically make the skeleton of the first HLE radio website. So that was kind of cool. Also, the guy with the code that was writing the code found a crack version. Now, that's what I know it as, a crack version, is what they called it, but of BSI Simeon, which is the software that we use for the radio station. We have since bought versions of it, but at the time, this is what a lot of the FM stations use. This is what the station that I learned at, where I was working in Eunice, this is what they use. And this is what I learned on. So this is also what I was familiar with. So being familiar with the software, I knew how to use it. So once we got the software and figured out that we could use it, well, it was time to try live radio. So Boot, who was the guy who was doing the computer repair. Remember, he would come in, he'd work at midnight, and then he would come in from when he'd get off at 7 and work on computers here till about noon. Well, second to last weekend in March, that Friday, I said, hey, man, I said, I want to try to go live with this. You got time to talk on the air with me? He's like, yeah. So it was a test, and that's what we did. We tested it to see if we could go live with it, and we did. So I think we talked for about an hour, just cutting up and playing some music. It went really well. I said, hey, man, you want to do this Monday again? It's like, yeah, sure. So that evolved into the morning show with Hunter and Boot. So from that one point, we just kept on doing it. At one point, it got so funny that they were calling us the Howard Stern of Christian radio because we were doing I guess as funny as you could be, kind of pushing it to the limit without getting too sacrilegious, maybe. I don't know. Some of that stuff really was funny because there's some verses, if you read in the ESV version, that are really funny, the way they put them. And then, of course, the weird news of the day stuff. And, I mean, he was just, it was kind of comical to begin with. So it was easy to do. So it was really lighthearted radio in the fact of when we were on the air. A lot of times he'd have computers at the desk and he'd be working on them. Then we'd go on a break and talk and then he'd go back and work on them. And so for about a year, a little bit over, it was the Hunter and Boot show. It was Hunter and Boot in the morning on HLE radio. And that's how we did it. Also, during this time, I had the two guys up front. One was doing coding. One was making graphics. The one guy who was going to school for graphics said, "Hey, man, I'd like to do some radio stuff too." So I said, "Yeah, man, why don't you do a spot in the afternoon?" Because he had time in the afternoon. I trained him to do some afternoon DJ stuff. And he did that for a little while. But it didn't last long. I don't know if he moved or I can't remember. I forget what it was, but he didn't stay all that long, so he was gone. And then the guy who was doing all the coding ended up getting a divorce with his wife, separated or something, and he left. And now I'm stuck with a website that I have no passwords to, no codes to, and I can't get into. And I don't know any of this stuff. So I'm like, well, this is great. Boots getting ready to go back home. He got a chance to go do computer work to get out of Walmart. He got a chance to go back home to where he's from, which was Lubbock, Texas, and work with his cousin, who he was close with, and do computer work, which I understood. So that was fine. So the co-host is going. The website can't get to. I don't know what I'm going to do. So all I know is this is odd. You got to keep in mind, during this time, while all this is going on, and this is the same church where the falling out happens, and I'm no longer a member of. Because we're in 2011 now. This is 2011 that this is going on. Or 2011 to 2012. Because 2010's done passed. That was when we were sharing. 2011 was the transition year. When it goes, 2012 is when the final break comes. But through this time, the half of 11 and the half of 2012, things are not good between me and the pastor and the stuff that had happened. And I'm not really going to go into that. I'm just not, because it's not worth it. There's no need to drag all that back up. But at the time, there was tension. There was a lot of tension and a lot of bitterness. Now, there's no bitterness now, so it's fine. But at the time, and keep in mind, this is all part of my testimony now. All of this is part of my testimony now of how I got here to HLE Radio and what we are doing modern day, today, in 2020. But this is back in 2011, 2012 now. It was 2012 that we went on the air. I got to get this timeline right. 2010, we were here because we were Southern Gospel for a while. 2011 was the year we tried to do the studio. That didn't work. 2012 was the year I had already left the church at 2012. But the three gentlemen that I just told you about were in the church that I didn't no longer go to, but were here at the station with me. And we were trading off stuff. But yet, my co-host, Boot, was doing computer work and co-hosting with me. So from March of 2012 to November of 2013 is when the Boot was here. So that was my co-host for that time. Because we went on the air, the morning show went live, and we went Christian country. We were Southern Gospel, but just a little media player. But we went live on the morning show, Christian Country, on March of 2012, which would have made 8 years this March. So that's correct. Now we got the time frame right. The guy who was doing the coding left. He had a divorce. The other guy, he just left. I can't remember what the reason was. I don't know if he went back. I don't know what happened. So here I am. I can't get to my website. Don't know how to get to it. Don't know how to do it. and I'm not going to have a co-host. Thank goodness for Roger Barkley Jr. because during this time, he was doing the A&R work for Chapel Valley. But I didn't know that he did website stuff. And we were talking on a phone call because up to this point, all I knew of Roger was he would call about the music. And he says, well, man, I do that stuff. I said, really? I said, well, brother, I said, I'm in a bind, man. I need some help. But I said, I don't have any money to pay anything. I said, I was doing all of this on trade. And he said, I'll help you out, man. He said, for some reason, I think the Lord just wants me to help you out or whatever. However that came about, he copied what was there of the website, and he had to start building it from scratch. The original website looks nothing like what it looks now because it's custom built. And there's a lot of stuff that we do on the website now and the stuff that we do with the radio station that is proprietary. When I say people, other radio stations have tried to get Roger to do their radio station the same way, and he can't. Not only is it a conflict of interest, but it's proprietary to HLE Radio. We own that stuff, so he can't. Roger can help anyone with anything. He's great, and I recommend him to a lot of people, his services, because he's really good. Barkley Music and Media. In fact, if you need a website built, if you need production work done and commercials, video, graphics, whatever, logos built, he's built every logo we have. He does all that stuff. He's very good. We've been using him since 2013. But he was very instrumental in constructing the whole website from scratch and rebuilding it and building everything that we have now. So God placed Roger Barkley here with HLE Radio, and he's been our webmaster since. So Roger took the place of two people and has been able to keep things monkey-proof for me, because that's what it takes. So that part is taken care of. So now I am going to be solo on the radio for a while. On the morning show. I don't know how that's going to work. But the cool thing about the being solo part, right, is it would go from the fun, lighthearted thing, which there's nothing wrong with, and which it was still fun, but it got a little deeper spiritual for me because I would start to grow from this point. And I would openly grow over the air because I would share everything that I was going through, like I still do today. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. So I'm still growing and learning today. Still doing that on the air. And sharing what I do. That's what the Lord gave me to do, along with this great music. So the morning show would start to grow even more. And the radio station would take on some changes too, some different changes also. Now, in the next episode, episode 3, we're going to talk about how this thing really started taking off. Because now that the website is taken care of, and now that I'm going to be solo on the radio as a morning show host, enter Brian Carpenter, our social media director. That's a pretty cool story. How Brian came to be the social media director. How he came to do Facebook and Twitter. How he became a Twitter guru for HLE Radio. How he became the media monster he is. And how things started really connecting for HLE Radio. Hey, I want to thank you for joining us. I want to remind you, July 30, 31st, August 1st, August 2nd, Christian Country Fest right here in Jennings, Louisiana. Everyone is invited. Go to HLEradio.com. You can see the schedule there. I can tell you this. July 30th, right here in Founders Park. You're going to have some local talent. TK Brown, Trevor Bohannon. Friday at the Strand on the 31st. It's the Brent Harrison Band. Ken Holloway, Branded. Saturday, August 1st. Nathan Areno and James G. Marlon Sharp, Cowboys at the Cross. Sunday, music by Roger Barkley Jr. at Victory Gospel Lighthouse. It's going to be a great time. We have some special rates at the Hampton Inn and Suites, our host hotel, 337-824-2699. Give them a call. Hey, I'd love to see you down for the weekend and meet you if I haven't. Until next time, God bless.